Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk.
Let's jump right into it. So we have our top three takeaways from NFL Sunday's games. We have a couple NFC topics and some AFC topics. Let's jump right into it. Just like every single Monday, we go through three biggest takeaways from the NFL Sunday's, windows of games. Today we have the 1 o'clock window, 4 o'clock window, and the night game Chiefs and Chargers. So covering a little bit of everything throughout the day, which is actually it's pretty nice. But obviously, let's get right into it. We're gonna start off with the great Cowboys or bad Vikings. Are the Cowboys real contenders, or the Minnesota Vikings fake contenders? Obviously, if you didn't see this game, absolute blowout, absolute blowout. The Dallas Cowboys won 40-3 in Minnesota. And if you didn't, watch the game in real time, this was the general game to, most of America. This was kind of the nationwide game that they were broadcasting out. And in the third quarter, they literally said, we're going to ship you off to a different game because it was such a blowout game the whole time for the first half. So if you're watching the first half, it got out of hand very quickly, very quickly. Obviously, Minnesota, their offensive line just couldn't do anything once their left tackle went out with, I want to say, in the concussion protocol. And after that, it was a slaughter fest. The Dallas Cowboys really controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. You saw it. If you were watching the Cowboys on offense, like I was watching them, I would see Tony Pollard run the ball up the middle, and then half a second later, he would be 8 yards down the field. I'm like, he literally just teleported. And credit to the offensive line. They did a great job against the Vikings pass rushers in defensive line. Tony Pollard had a great game. Zeke had a great game. Pollard had a better game just for the fact that he had 2 receiving yards. He had like over 100 receiving yards. And then he had a very nice day. Let's just say that. Ezekiel Elliott, if you had him in fantasy, he had a pretty nice day with 2 touchdowns. But overall, it makes me happy to see that not only the NFL, it's become such a skill position game and a star-studded game that sometimes, fans and media members get so hung up on who has the best wide receiver or who has the best quarterback. And if you have a bad offensive line or a bad defensive line, you could be in major trouble with a team that has, less weapons and better O-line and D-line play. And you saw that yesterday. Does any team in the NFL have better skill position players than the Minnesota Vikings on offense? No. If you look at it, running back, tight end, receiver, Minnesota has the best skill positions in the NFL. Now, the Raiders, I will give them that. It is very close with the Raiders, but I would give it to the Vikings. I think, I'm not going to go in depth in it, but you see with the offensive line for the Vikings against that Dallas pass rush, Kirk Cousins got sacked. I want to say it was like 6 or 7 times at least. I think in the third quarter before they switched the game, Kirk Cousins was sacked. I think it was like 5 or 6 times, which is insane. But you saw with it, even with a Cowboys team that has less weapons on the perimeter and less skill position players that are not as good, if you control the line of scrimmage at both sides of the ball, you're going to win that game probably 7 out of the 10 times. And that's what it was. The Cowboys don't have better skill position players than the Vikings, but the O-line and D-line play for the Cowboys was so much better than the Vikings that the Vikings couldn't do anything about it. Kirk Cousins was under duress the whole entire game. He had the rush throws, and he was sacked, and he was kind of running away from sacks. So do I think Dallas is a real contender, or do I think the Vikings are fake contenders? I think it's more of the fact that the Vikings are fake contenders. With the reasoning of, I think they're good, but they're not as good as the record says. The Vikings now are 8-2, and they're a good, not great team. I think if you had to put their, you know, talent and how they are as good of a team to what their record would be, I think they're more of a 7-3 team rather than an 8-2 team. I think they're a good team on most days, but they're not a, you know, top tier team like we're going to talk about later in this episode. Now, by the end of the year, I think they'll probably be a, you know, 12-5 team, 13-4 team, if I had to put it that way. I think that's more what their record should be for the talent they have. But I didn't see a world where Minnesota was, you know, right there at the top with the other contenders. So I think it was, credit to the Dallas Cowboys, a great game. But I think it was more of the Vikings getting a little bit more exposed. So talking about the NFC East, are the NFC East fake contenders? Sort of. So we're going to go through all these teams in the NFC East, and we're going to talk about them a little bit. So the Eagles barely squeaked out a win against the helpless Indianapolis Colts. I do think the Colts are actually a pretty good team with Jeff Saturday under the helm and Matt Ryan back at quarterback. But the Colts aren't a good team. The Colts aren't a playoff team. And credit to the Eagles, they came down double digits in the fourth quarter. But why were they down double digits in the fourth quarter to a non-playoff team? That just shows that the Eagles, they're a good team, not great team like the Vikings. And we all knew this coming into the, you know, season this year. The NFC isn't nearly as good as the AFC, because you kind of saw it. You saw all the quarterbacks kind of flee to the AFC in the last half decade, and all the bad teams all got the top draft picks, which turned into quarterbacks, so they're all in the AFC. So the Eagles should not have won by only a single point. They should have at least won by, you know, a touchdown, or if not, a couple more points than one. But I think the Eagles, kind of like the Vikings, are a better team, or not as good of a team as they are for the record says. Now let's go to the New York Giants. I'm a Giants fan, okay? And I've said for the last, you know, couple weeks, even though they've been winning, they are not as good as the record says. Brian Daboll, credit to him. Him and Pete Carroll are probably coach of the year, or co-coaches of the year. They are doing something with these rosters that not very many other coaches can do. You're seeing with Pete Carroll, their defense is looking great. Brian Daboll, their offense is looking good. But you're kind of seeing the ceiling of Daniel Jones and this Giants team. If they have things go their way, they can win games. If things don't go their way and Daniel Jones struggles, then that's what you're going to see like they did yesterday. They got blown out by the Lions at home by double digits. The Lions are a week in, week out, they're a tough out team, but they're not a good team. So I think New York is kind of a, you know, more of a 6-5 team rather than a 7-3 team going through these last couple weeks. So credit to them. the Lions really pulled out that win. Next, we got the Dallas Cowboys. I kind of already talked about the Cowboys, but obviously that was an excellent win for Dallas. Nothing else really has to be said for them. It was a great win. Next, we had the Washington Commanders. They had a great win against the Texans. It was not nearly as close as what the final box score says. They dominated the Texans. Completely bottled up Dameon Pierce, which he's been running roughshod over everybody in the NFL this year, and their rookie running back, Dameon Pierce. And they didn't do it with Chase Young. They had a massive defensive effort, including multiple interceptions and a defensive touchdown. So I think, you know, the Commanders, they're quickly becoming one of the more hot teams in the league. And potentially down the stretch right here, you could see the Commanders really, you know, give some good teams some fits. If they went to Philadelphia right now, I think it would be a very close game right now. Obviously, they won, you know, like a week ago. But I think if the Commanders can keep, you know, going at the pace they're going, they could really give some good teams in this league some really tough times and really good games. So are the NFC East fake contenders? Sort of. Yes, sort of. I don't see a world where any of these teams in the NFC make it past the championship game and make it to the Super Bowl. I think at the top, I think the Eagles and Cowboys, I think their ceiling is the championship game. Giants and Commanders, I see them as, you know, one and done. So, contenders, I think they're fake contenders. Speaking of contenders, AFC contenders, Chiefs and who else? Because I don't see a world where any team besides the Chiefs are the best team in the league and can give them a run for their money. Maybe the Dolphins, but you saw it last night again. Mahomes to Kelce, game winner. You know, closing out the game. And I think you're kind of seeing the next Brady and Gronk duo, which potentially is a better duo than what Brady and Gronk were. I think Mahomes, talent-wise, is a better quarterback than Brady. Now, obviously, Brady's the better quarterback because he has the rings and such. But I think you're seeing a more talented quarterback in Mahomes. And you're seeing a pretty even matchup, but a better receiving target in Travis Kelce. Now, I'm not saying Kelce is better than Gronk all time. It's close. But I think Kelce is a, you know, decent amount better at receiving than Gronk was. Now, Gronk was an excellent, you know, blocking tight end, which Kelce isn't as great. So that's why I think it's pretty even with those two tight ends. But Kelce, I think, you know, these two tight end and quarterback matchups, and I think they're actually perfect for what they were. Now, I'm not going to go in depth of that because that's not the topic, but, you know, I think Gronk was probably the best tight end Brady could ask for. And I think skill set for skill set, I think Mahomes and Kelce are going to be a better duo than Brady and Gronk. So I think the Chiefs have the best, I would say, the best pass-catching tight end in the NFL and arguably a top five pass-catching position player in the NFL in Travis Kelce. That's how good Travis Kelce is as a tight end in the NFL, which is insane. So with the Chiefs offense being explosive some of the times and their defense is starting to really pick up and they're starting to, you know, get better week in and week out, I think the Chiefs are, you know, head and shoulders the best team in the league, which is scary to think about considering they traded Tyreek Hill away. And we are going to talk about Tyreek Hill as I think the only other team right now that can really contend with the Chiefs is the Miami Dolphins. So I think with Buffalo struggling for the last month, they did win by double digits. Actually, they didn't win by double digits because that late cover with Cleveland. I think with the Bills struggling for the last month, with the Ravens, I like the Ravens, but I just don't think they have the weapons on offense to keep up with Kansas City. Tennessee, I think they're sort of one-dimensional. Who else is there in the AFC that's going to compete? The Chargers, if they can get into the playoffs and face the Chiefs, they could give them a run for their money because you're seeing it with every single time they play. Chiefs and Chargers, it always comes down to, you know, less than a field goal. And it always comes down to the last minute. But you name off the teams. We can go by divisions. AFC East, you got Buffalo, who at their best day, they can compete with Kansas City, but they are struggling for the last month. The Jets, I don't think so. The Patriots, no. And Miami, I could see that, contending with them. And then you go to, you know, the AFC South. Tennessee is very one-dimensional. Other than that, the Colts, no. Jacksonville, no. Houston Texans, no. You go to the AFC South, or sorry, the AFC North. The Ravens, I don't think they have the firepower on offense. The Bengals, I think if they're fully healthy with Ja'Marr Chase, they're probably the best matchup for the Chiefs. And then Steelers and Browns, no. And then you go to the AFC West. The Chargers match up very well with the Chiefs. That could be a game, but we don't even know if the Chargers are going to make the playoffs. Broncos and Raiders both aren't making the playoffs. So it's scary to think how good Kansas City can be for the next half decade, barring horrific injuries to Kelce or Mahomes or, you know, Chris Jones is having sneakily one of the best defensive player of the year, you know, years that he's had ever. He's probably had one of the best defensive years of his life, and he is a sleeper defensive player of the year candidate. So Kansas City, barring any horrific injuries to their star players or Andy Reid retiring, this team's going to be good for the next half decade. As long as Mahomes and Kelce is there, they will be good. And they will be top of the AFC. So that was just my takeaway for the Monday's games. Obviously, we went a little longer on this episode than we usually do, but I'm not complaining about it. Obviously, I hope you guys had a great week or a great weekend and have a great, you know, Thanksgiving week. Hopefully you stay safe, eat lots of turkey and, you know, that type of stuff. But we are quickly closing out the NFL season, which is insane. We are already done with week 11 after today. So tonight we have the Niners and Arizona in Mexico. So that'll be a great game. But quickly closing out the regular season, the NFL. And we are already over halfway through the NFL season, which is insane. So appreciate you guys for listening. Have a great Thanksgiving week and peace.